Blog Talk Radio.
This Sunday evening, and I said, raise your hand if you know anyone who is married but me. And oh my goodness, y'all went in on the comments in my inbox. When I tell you, I've probably done 4 or 5 different counseling sessions and had conversations with people in my inbox who just want the courage to leave. That's it. And so I don't think every marriage has to end because the people are miserable. I don't. I know that may sound like it's wishful thinking.
I'm out.
But, yeah, a lot of people just want to say I'm out, and neither do I think. Okay, let's start back at the beginning. For a lot of people, their ultimate goal in life is to get married.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. They don't have, and I'm kind of blown away by that. They don't have personal goals. They're not concerned, as concerned about personal wealth.
That's what some people are taught. Even especially like my friends that are white, and I'm not trying to be funny, but they are taught. I want to order catfish. I do. My friends that are white, they always joke. You know, in college, they're not trying to get their BA or their masters. They're taught to get their Mrs. MRS. They're going to college and looking for a husband. I mean, unfortunately, it's
you go to college and look for a husband.
Yes. Unfortunately,
married as soon as they get out of college.
Yeah, or like that last year. But unfortunately, that's what people are taught, and a lot of girls, that's all that's instilled in them is get married, have some kids, be a wife. That's how some people are raised. I mean, unfortunately, it is.
Unfortunately,
they don't know about having personal goals, or they don't know that, you know, it's more to life than being a wife or being in a relationship.
I disagree.
Okay, why you disagree?
Because they're nasty.
Well, so they're nasty.
What
does
that have to do with
anything?
What do you mean by nasty?
You just going to school to get a man?
That's good. No, wait a minute. Let me say it like this.
That's not nasty.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that they're going to school to meet the person that's supposed to be their future husband.
Right.
But most of them have education. Most of them have
education. They ain't get an education looking for a man to get married to.
Russell, I don't think you understand.
They ain't get an education and get out of school. You just looking for an easy way out. Lazy.
They're not necessarily lazy.
You are.
That's not saying that they're not working or doing anything.
Right. And I think we have to tell people, like you said, I do totally agree with Lakia. People are taught that, especially us as
girls.
When we're little, we're taught that's a goal.
I'm with you, man. We don't even get to make no money first, and they want half of it from the rip.
Yep. I mean,
I don't think that's necessarily the case.
Whatever.
Do you think that's really the case?
There's too many women getting trying to marry millionaires.
It's a lot of millionaires.
But what I'm saying is, it's a lot of millionaires, but it ain't a lot of millionaires that we're
around.
Yeah.
Go around.
We are coming into the same millionaire.
Yep. Marry your broken ass. See how that goes.
Yep.
If he's broke, then you get it together.
So here we go. Let's talk about this. First of all, we got to expand our mind. And we got to have greater goals in life than to just get married, okay?
We've got to
expand our mind. I'm not saying getting married is bad. I love being married. Had a really good marriage for a long time. I love being married.
Yeah.
I mean, and from a little girl, I wanted to get married. I wanted to have 8 children. I wanted 4 girls and 4 boys. I just did. That was just what I wanted. I do. And I love kids. I love them. And I love kids. And I have 6 children, and I lost 3, so I would have 9. All right. So my dream, my wish did come true. But at the same
then
time,
I have a question.
Okay.
So what do you do when you're married and miserable? You go to counseling. You try to work on those.
Hey,
you
I'm
work on those.
Things.
We coming to
Danny.
Danny, don't listen to Ross.
Old J.
What? No.
So he's Nicole Brown.
No.
That's what we're going to call.
No.
Nicole Brown, y'all.
No. 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 No,
Danny,
don't
listen to Russell.
No, you don't.
Guy, you
but wait a
minute. I turn on to get right.
Danny, hold on. No, you
did
not.
I got deep with that, too.
I'm going to tell you.
That was for the movie. We know what really happened.
Okay. Here we go. But see, this is the problem, another problem that I have with that.
Yeah.
People are getting married, but they don't know how to be husbands and wives.
Amen.
It's not a class on that.
There ain't no class.
Well,
And then holler at me.
I'm just saying.
But think about it,
if you have that goal and you want to be somebody's husband and you want to be somebody's wife,
number one,
do you know how to be a husband?
But look at it like this.
Okay.
Lady K, a lot of people that's getting married didn't have an example of a husband and wife.
A lot
of people came up in a single-parent household. They weren't raised biblically or anything, so they don't know those things.
Right.
So,
why would you do
so
that?
They have
a vibe.
Exactly.
You can kind of figure out what it is.
Yeah,
what your role is.
We need to stop putting, as my daddy would say, the cart before the horse.
Nobody know what their role is.
Come on, man. We don't know.
Have you saw, like, in the group chat, people are saying that you don't have no role?
That's
baloney.
You do have a role.
That's
how
I
feel.
That's
lazy. Of my husband. My husband was still the husband.
Right.
And he'll be the first man.
Even in that church, I did not disrespect my husband because I am the pastor.
That's
right.
You don't ever disrespect. You can be the first man. You don't ever disrespect your husband. My dad taught me that.
Well, so they were three of y'all. They were like dirty clergy right now. I'm with the dirty clergy right now. The dirty clergy.
Okay. Come on now. Okay. Back to my point. Before you want to bring somebody else in your madness and you're going to make that kind of commitment, I need y'all to kind of find out how to be what you're signing up for. Because I'm going to use that term because a lot of people say, well, I sign up for this. When you sign up to be somebody's husband, when you sign up the marriage certificate, you have to sign that marriage license. When you sign up for it, you are signing up for a lot of responsibility. And a lot of people don't understand what that is. So my question is, why are you doing it? Because what's happening is after you sign it and you turn it in and you file it and you're now legally married and the responsibility starts hitting you, that's why you're miserable. And then you want to say, well, I didn't sign up for this. Yes, you did.
Yeah, you did.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Now,
yes,
what's the hand guy? Russ, they don't want to read the hand guy, so they don't know how to play their role.
Where's the hand guy?
What's the hand guy?
Ain't no book.
I think that's a learning process.
Stick to your role.
But even sticking to your role,
let me tell you what the hand guy is.
Husband or wife.
You got to communicate with
them.
You got to communicate with them and decide how we can run our relationship.
But everybody know what a man is. Everybody know what a man should be doing. That's been old head since you were a baby. You watched your father do it. You watched your grandfather. You had uncles, cousins, brothers, the man at the boys' club. You had somebody that assimilated an authoritative role in your life, whether it be your teacher, principal, the damn cab driver, somebody, anywhere, anybody. You've seen a man hold an authoritative role. And if you've seen more of those than you've seen those had a subservient role. So you know that those are the roles of a man.
Nowadays, people are not teaching.
That's the problem.
That's what you're saying.
When you
but
hear people say that, you have to explain what, if you know what the roles are, you have to explain what the roles are. And if they can't grasp or conceive the fact that what those roles are and mean, then that may not be the person for you. You're going to really have to teach them. Sometimes and I hate to say it, but I think more men need to teach men. I don't think no woman needs to teach men.
Right. I do agree with you 100%.
You know,
I was great coaching that. I agree, but if they can't nobody teaching them, somebody.
But it's
going
to be a little distorted because it's going to be more favorable
toward the woman.
She going right. Because I know one right now, and I swear to God, she raises her man. This boy is going to be terrible when he's grown.
Good. Rochelle says, I have been married once. Sometimes you don't know your partner until a couple of years. Mm-hmm. Then you realize this is not who I married.
Right.
Sometimes you have doubts and you may say, I know it will change. No, it will not.
It will change.
I marry him, but it doesn't in some cases. If you choose to get married, counseling, both of you have to agree. The best counseling is God. Pray about getting married to make sure you both communicate. This is very important. Okay, here's the thing. She made up a very valid point. You don't know a person until you live with them. When you live with a person, you really start getting to know them. So when you get married to them and you move in together, then you really start learning them. But here's the tricky part. People change.
Amen.
Okay? If you stay married 10 years, your spouse is going to change.
Right.
You are going to change. So if you're marrying somebody who is dead set, inflexible, you know, don't want to grow, don't want, you're going to have a problem.
Right.
But I don't care how much you knew him when you got married.
You know, that's within the first year.
Change, you do, okay, but it's got to be growth.
Right.
It needs to be growth.
Absolutely.
Change is okay, but it has to be growth. And if that person is not growing, then more than likely it's not going to work, especially if you're a person that grows.
Right.
I think from year to year you should change. Things become different.
Well, if
you don't grow and you stagnant, you're not the person.
But you're already married.
Right.
You started out growing, something happened. Change your perspective on life, and you just
then you gotta find out what's going on.
And that's when you gotta sit down with your spouse and say, look, do you realize if you remain inflexible about this, you are tearing down our marriage? If you're not willing to grow, you're not willing to evolve, you are putting an unnecessary strain on our marriage. And if they tell you I don't give a flip, then you in trouble either way.
I thought you were going to cook.
You're just in trouble anyway.
Right.
I mean, you know, so now you got to make another decision because of the decision they made to be inflexible. Ain't nobody going to do it. Whatever.
Well, supposedly you was getting abused. He was that man that was getting abused. That's why he asked.
Were you getting abused?
Well, so tell us about it.
That sounds funny.
Russell, you was getting abused.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Okay.
Man, I'm gonna tell you about me. I'm so much of an alpha male, it's ridiculous. But I don't digress from my position, because at the end of the day, every woman wants to be known that she's covered, that she's protected, and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, if we was walking down the street and some man touched my woman inappropriately, you want me to be like, oh, do you want me to whoop that fool's
ass? You need to whoop
ass. Exactly.
Right.
Even if I got beat up, and then you want me to know I'm going down for the fight.
Right.
You don't want me to look at you like,
I'm a woman that's going to fight with you.
Happens is real. We don't protect the honor anymore. Nobody's protecting the honor.
Right.
Who's protecting the honor?
No one.
If that's what you
no
want.
No one is.
And then you become cool with not being protected.
We are too loose with our lips.
Loose lips is good. Hey, I like loose.
Not that.
Okay, oh, my bad.
Not that.
You want them loose too?
I can have
it. Don't worry about it. Let him have that one. Okay, so. Here is D said, it's people engaged right now who will not take heed to this advice. Absolutely.
But you can't force it. This is the thing about advice, or this is the thing. You have to be willing to receive it. They might not receive it today, but they might come back tomorrow, next month, next year, and receive that information. So the thing is, Lady K say it all the time. My job is to put it out there. If people ain't receiving it, it's on them. And, you know, I had to learn that. You can say whatever and do whatever, but if people aren't accepting or willing to be fed, that's on them, because it's out there. It's out there.
That's right. And we're making sure that it's out
there. Danny, do you think you should live together before committing to marriage?
No.
I said that. Yes.
Who made that a rule, though?
Don't move in the house with nobody you don't know. No.
Who made that a rule? See, just by the terminology, shacking means it's something that was very old and used by folks that was way before us. Who made the rule?
Yes.
I'm not going to say it was a rule, but I just don't advertise it. I don't tell them to do it.
Okay, so but who says it's wrong?
I didn't say it was wrong.
She just said wrong. She just said no.
See, and to me, that becomes a personal preference.
Yeah.
So for those that don't.
Why wouldn't you see if this is a person that you can live with, a person that you can deal with every day?
I mean, you think about too. Some marriages back in the day were arranged. They didn't have a choice.
But I'm talking about now.
This is the problem that I have.
Where I am right now, my friend stays in Mississippi. I stay here. We don't live together. I live here. He lives there. He comes here to visit. I go there to visit. But it's not, you know, I'm there maybe a week, he's here maybe a week.
Hold on.
You done got in your feelings. He done got in his feelings.
So you
kidding
on me?
No, baby. You dropped the rank.
I'm the side dude.
I thought she was going to be the maintenance man. Because right now he's
that's
the title.
Yeah,
I'm the
maintenance man.
You
said that.
I was out there.
Man.
I was out there.
You didn't tell me. Wait a minute. Hold up. I didn't mean that you were. I didn't know that.
Yep.
You were supposed to call and gave me.
The title was empty. The gas tank was empty, boy.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, I am 49 now, man. The gas tank is empty.
Okay, here we go. Let's talk about this. This is my thing. This is what I think about people who, you know, start living together before they are legally married. I believe that you know, only God can determine when couples actually marry. Now, our law in the United States, well, actually in different states, it varies from state to state, but this is the thing that I really caution against. When you start buying property and
Daddy
each other's names are together, you buy houses together, you know, you driving a car, but it's in his name. But you'll say, well, we're living together to see if we can get along before we get married. That's the problem. Why would you purchase property with someone that you don't know if you can stay with them, if you can live with them, or if you want to marry them? So that's when a lot of things start getting tangled and people start really getting hurt and feelings and stuff. It's a mess. So, this is my saying. I mean, this is what I think.
That's what I like, though.
Do you and try to blend your lives when you are together. I think now this is just my thought, and this is my thought. This is not just how I feel. I really don't want to get married again. Not because my marriage was terrible, because it was really good. I don't want to get married again, but I will be in a committed relationship with one man forever, ever. Okay, I will, but I don't know if I'm going. I don't plan to legally marry him. But here's the deal.
Why?
I want him to always have his stuff. I will always have my stuff. And if we want to get some things together, we can. But I have lived too doggone long and have too much sense now that I didn't have when I was 20. Yeah. To put myself in a position where if he want to say you got to go, I got to go, but I don't have nowhere to go. Now, if I make decisions at 50-something the same way I made them in 19 and 20, then I haven't learned anything. And I think a lot of times as women, that's why you always have a separate table. Absolutely. That's what I say. You have yours, he has his, and then if y'all want to do some things together, absolutely.
Okay, so I'm like Danny. Why, Lady K?
Why what? What is Danny's question? Why Lady K? What?
You don't want to get married again because...
Okay, I'm going to tell y'all the truth. Because...
Are you a millionaire and we don't know? You don't want to get married, Jay Black.
Come on now.
She don't want to get married.
You know, and I know there's such things as prenups and all of this, but...
Who deserves it, man?
Hey, you know, dude, that has absolutely nothing to do with my love for him. Nothing. Just because I won't sign a piece of paper to say that I'm his wife.
Well,
back to the show topic, it's a lot of married people who are totally miserable. It's a lot of people that's legally married. They don't sleep in the same bed. You know, they sleep in different parts of the house. They have everything is separate, but they live in the same house for convenience. Danny, I just don't want to. I have some things that are really.
Danny,
really
you trying to marry like
and, Danny, you want to marry me? You kind of young, really young for me, but you know. Anyway.
So she needs to be a young Italian in her life.
He was 33, right?
Yeah, he's 33.
Well, I backed up this time, too.
You what?
I backed up, too. Mine is 49. Mm.
And he worked it.
I went out with, yeah, I think I told y'all this. But I went out with a 24-year-old for my birthday. I know y'all know. I don't know if I
saw
that. I went for my birthday.
Not in the name.
Okay. So, you know, it's cool. It's cool. Do what you do. All right. But let's start.
Damn, Katie Ford is in the building.
I just went out with him.
She said she didn't want no more old me.
Oh.
I mean, it's not healthy. I'm sorry, I want the whole package. We try, girl, no, I don't have 15 minutes to take care of our meal. I need it already ready. I don't want them to have to make sure things stay on the up and up.
They said after 40, that don't happen.
The devil is a lie.
That's what they were saying in the group, that after 40, that's what I said. So
women don't have feelings, but that's a lie. They say they'd be kind of on the dry side.
Okay. May says that's too much for you, for your man. She have you out in the sun with... I'm just saying. What, are you talking about the 24-year-old?
Yeah.
Who's 24? I did go out with a 24-year-old.
Oh,
during my birthday month, you know, I could have a really good time, and he really wanted to.
Yeah, because I had a 30-year-old, but I couldn't get past it because my baby's 32.
Yeah, most of my kids are older than you.
He said, well, why don't you just meet me somewhere? And I'm like,
did you get home?
Mm-mm. I got your girl. I couldn't even get dressed to leave the house. What you talking about? No.
Wow.
I was scared, girl. Now I don't need no harm.
It was awkward.
I was scared.
Let me tell y'all something. Y'all hear these hens talking, right? Let me make a quick observation. Me, 49. Let me find a 24-year-old. We a dirty old men. You know that, right? We nasty men. We dirty, funky, nasty men. We date a woman. I'm 49 unless you're 24. But I'm a dirty man. But you know what they are? They ain't even cool. They done graduated to Pamper. Pamper. You are.
Whatever.
Me.
Okay, so back to the miserably married people. I don't know how much time we have. If you are married, we got to talk about if you are married and you are miserable.
We got to get you out.
If they're married and they are miserable, we got to give them some pointers and some tips on how to deal with it.
Leave.
I don't know. You don't have to leave. You do not have to leave. Don't listen to me.
Run.
No. No.
Finally, let me say this before we go to the points, okay?
I think everybody ought to have deal breakers.
Yes.
What's a deal breaker for you?
A deal breaker means if you do this particular thing or these things, it's off. The arrangement, the agreement that we have, it is done. My thing is sometimes people say something like a deal breaker, and then the person does those things,
and
they don't
let it pass.
Yeah, you let it pass. That's not a deal breaker.
Wait.
That's not a deal breaker.
I'm single and looking to get married. That's what it
says.
India wants you.
Lady K, single.
I heard nothing I said all night. Okay. So, and if you tell your mate that something is a deal breaker, can you please let it be a deal breaker? Be honest. Stop saying stuff is something and then it's not. All right? Don't do that.
I'm going to be honest. I think that people really don't know what their deal breakers are. They're just, I'm serious. Some people are just so happy to be in a relationship. Or they're just so happy to be in a relationship. So they don't have deal breakers. Or what started off as a deal breaker, as they got into the relationship, they start feeling a certain type of way about the person. So the things that they said they wouldn't accept, they start accepting them. Now, you have to be real about it. A lot of times, that's what happens.
What's your deal breaker, Stella? Russell gonna do them all.
I'm just telling you. Because he's a renegade. He just does what the hell he wants.
It's the cookie.
Right.
Don't hit.
That's right.
Don't hit.
So
Paul,
to yourself.
Hold on, what if I get on it? You know?
Stop. You see what I'm saying?
You hear me say?
Right.
You can hit
the cookie.
Oh,
okay.
But don't hit me.
Oh, we're in the midst of my.
No, you shouldn't be hitting that, swinging that arm.
Amen. That's what it hurts.
You
messed
up the whole move. If you pop it in like
this. I only got three good minutes, like good solid minutes.
Then you stay on the bottom.
Your roles, what the expectations are. As a matter of fact, March 24th, we're going to talk about that. Myself and Gregory the Amateur need to come out. Okay.
Please, meet us out at the Central Library in Little Rock.
All right. Before we don't ask those questions on the air. Okay.
All right. Yeah, I just want y'all to know that little baby showing
out. Don't nobody know what happened. What? She don't know. She don't know.
Chocolate covered nuts.
Anyway,
Nate, you nasty with this. You being Russell nasty. Danny was trying to be nasty too, but he came back around.
Okay, here we go. Gotta communicate and know what the roles are and your expectations.
Right. Right.
All
right,
but if you've done that, because I know that
we have an hour. I'm sorry. We have an hour. How you say his name?
I'm a nasty. We got one more hour, baby. She's right here.
Yeah.
You got him for one more hour. Lady Kate, okay. Calm down, baby. India is all round up.
Okay, here we go. Come on.
Got a squirming over here in this chair.
Yes, I don't. He, okay, anyway. Big daddy bad. All right, here we go. After you do that, then you need to sit down and have that conversation and really be open and honest about why you are miserable. Can you tell your spouse that you're miserable?
You can tell them that you're. I think
I'm
you have to tell us the answers of the words.
I feel alone even when we're together.
You're right. Oh. Right. You have to word it in a way that they can understand and that it's not attacking them.
That was a very big problem for me.
Feel like it's their fault, because all the time the things that you're going through is not their fault. Sometimes it's inner things that you're dealing with and that you haven't expressed or that they don't know how to.
Russell, can you be at the show?
Hey, y'all talking. Y'all got that. I got this.
They simply don't know how to. This is a PG-17, NC-17. But sometimes you just need to. Thank you. Sometimes you need to tell the person what you're going through to get the situation correct. You can't always make it seem like it's their fault because a lot of times it's not their fault. Sometimes you need to deal with you. You go to counseling for you and them, and then you go to counseling
for
yourself.
That's right. Absolutely. I totally agree. I totally agree with that. It's
and y'all
not
telling y'all
something
I heard. I'm telling y'all some stuff that I learned. I learned. That's the only way I'm able to talk about it is because I learned it.
Oh, you are such a sweetheart. I'm an
ass.
Oh, yeah. Watch her speak. Oh, my God.
Okay.
He got his leg over like.
Okay. Uh-oh. Okay, so.
I'll fight you.
Looking within yourself, as Nakia said, looking within yourself and seeing once they tell you what their issue is making them miserable. Then
you say women are crazy.
You got to be able to take it. A lot of people cannot take the truth. I don't care how delicately you give it to them. So many people cannot.
Eating red poison. No, because you can't get paid off your insurance policy.
What are you doing? Well, I don't know what Pete means.
Yes, you do. He got a phone. Okay. That's what that is. That's a face.
Yeah.
It's a phone.
Yeah. Turn it to the side.
You looking at it right?
I'm gonna take an exit here to the left.
I don't have to be your wrong type. You started it. I'm gonna ease out on that one. Just a second.
Okay. So, and that's another thing. When you start trying to fix a situation, you got to make sure you can take open honesty. And a lot of people, you want the situation fixed, but y'all, people can't take honesty. And I don't know how to tell you to fix it if you can't take being honest. I really don't. Because you can't, if you're not being honest, then they're going to fix something that's not broken.
But, Lady K, do you think that is how you say things?
No, not all the time. I think sometimes it is. Some people are just rude. Yeah. But sometimes.
They're not diplomatic or have no cool.
Right.
Because I do think that sometimes it's how you say things.
I agree.
I think
sometimes.
I think that you have to know how to communicate with your mate. And I think sometimes we struggle with that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how to communicate. Well, just communicate with people in general.
I agree. I do. Not I agree with you. But I do agree that sometimes we don't know how to communicate.
They say women are crazy.
Yeah, he did. He said women are crazy. Why do you say that? Why, tell me that. Why do you say that women are crazy? Women are no, he's not. How do you say that?
Women are crazy.
No.
No.
So are men crazy?
Okay.
Nope.
But if they're in this marriage and they are miserable, you've got to be able to honestly tell your spouse what's wrong.
I'm gonna fight you.
You know, and I want to say this to the women. This is something my dad taught me. You never ever break a man's pride. Okay. So whatever is causing you to be miserable in this marriage, you need to be able to. You got to present it to him in a way that it's not offensive. That it does not hurt his feelings, and I can't tell you how to do that specifically for your man. But if you get the book, Loving Him, written by her, it's some tips in there that can help you. It really can. But you got to find a way. You got to find a way.
So when you say don't break a man's pride, give us examples of what would be breaking a man's pride.
Anything that makes him feel disrespected, anything that makes him feel like you are, I'll say this, like you're belittling him.
Right.
So if it's financial, if you're miserable because y'all are struggling so financially and you are, you know, you're having to work 2 or 3 jobs to try to compensate for him, you don't be saying, well, you know, you're just a weak man. You're a solid provider. You don't do all of that. That's not
right.
How you handle it. You don't want to break his pride. You don't want to make him feel like he is less than a man. If it's sexually, you know what I'm saying? Well, you got 3 good men. What you say, Russ? 3 good men is... And I need an hour. You don't do that. You don't do that. You don't do that. You know.
3 good men? I'm a fight. It ain't going to be
all
no good fight.
How you, I do. I have a book. Yeah. That talks about, yeah, I do. Avinash. Yeah. So you got to find a way. Because men are not always able, even though they're the man, even though they have ego, statistical personalities, most of them. They have that machoism going on. You still have to treat them. Look, you have to treat them delicately. You do. You have to treat them delicately. Yeah.
We ain't no punk.
I ain't said it. I just said the opposite.
But you don't want a woman talking to you talking.
She's
about
not gonna talk like that in any kind of way to me.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do. But a lot of women do.
So what are you gonna do if she talks to you?
Because
I know some people that talk real into today's town. Russell, so if a woman talks to you in a I'm being serious.
She won't talk to nobody else.
Boy, I'm
grateful for being married to an older gentleman. I won't use the word trained.
Love
but,
him. Oh, trained you.
Anyway.
How old were you when you got married?
We're 11 years apart.
So you were in your 40s?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you had to be
but
trained?
But we learned how to talk to each other.
Okay.
And a lot of our role models, his parents, the Johnsons, we looked to older couples to help us over some of our hurdles that we encountered. We didn't try to do it all on our own. So I'm grateful for the Watkins. I'm grateful for the Johnsons. I'm grateful for the Browns, the ones that stepped up to the plate and said, now, This is how we made it 25 years. This is how we made it 15 years. We didn't try to do it all on our own, and I thank God for that.
Have you all found that there are a lot of people who take pride in saying, oh, we've been married 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, but at the end of the day, you realize that they are not happy. They're just living together. They are roommates. They are...
Yeah, I know a lot of people like
they
that.
They are just living together, but yet when they get out in public before people, they want to make it seem like, oh, you ought to, y'all, if you do what we do, you can be like us. Well, I might not want to be like you.
Right.
The person that I'm with, I want us to be sitting laughing and joking and, you know, affectionate and all of that. I don't know.
No, what makes me mad is when I have friends that, talk about how bad their marriage is or whatever.
Y'all listen to this song, guys.
Shut
Talk
up.
Won't take my
they talk about how bad their marriage is or whatever, and then they get on social media or whatever, and then they're like, oh, today I did such and such for my wife and da-da-da-da. But you was just calling, crying on the phone, talking about that she be treating you bad. And at that point, sometimes I just have to stop taking their phone calls because I'll be wanting to say,
That ain't what you put on Facebook.
Yeah, or, you know, so are you lying to me or are you lying to the people on Facebook? Which
think?
One is it?
Which one do you think they're lying
to? I really think they're lying to the folks on Facebook.
I do, too. I do, too.
And I mean.
And why? You don't even have to say anything. You don't have to post anything about how happy
and that's what, and that's how I feel. Yeah. Like, why are you posting it? Are you trying to prove it to her or what are you doing? Are you, because it's not going to get better as long as you're lying about the situation.
Right.
My thing is address the situation. Address the issue. Stop beating around the bush. Stop not talking about it because if you don't talk about it, it's never going to get better. And that's in any situation. Communication is the key. And if you find out you and that person cannot communicate, then maybe y'all don't need to be together.
And then check your motives as to why you got married.
Leave Edith alone.
Because a lot of people got married for the wrong reasons. You got married for selfish gain.
It's security, selfish gain. Not necessarily financial security, but just emotional security you had as support, stuff like that. That's selfish.
I think
it
is.
What is it, romance without finance and then going on but the rent?
Well, everybody who married ain't got no money, though. They still struggling to be from robbing Peter to pay Paul. That still happens.
Yeah, I think if you marry for any reason that is the self gratification, then that's you manipulating that person. And that's
in yourself.
That's my thing. Keep your thinking. Yeah. They're not able to be their very best self. They're not able to be all of who they are because you have a specific thing. If you married them for a specific reason, you want to be with them. And that's totally, totally, totally unfair to them. And then when they start veering away from that and being all of who they are, now you're mad. I'm not happy. I thought we were going to be, you know, I thought you were going into basketball. I thought you were going to be a football player.
But, Lady K, people go into things thinking that they can change the other person. And you can't change people. People have to be want to change for themselves. People have to want to evolve.
That's right.
And I think that a lot of times we see those issues.
Well, now.
I don't even think it's necessarily from coming from moving too fast. I think it comes from living in a, looking at life through rose colored glasses. You think that.
I am patient. I am waiting on the ones that I want. I refuse to fall for the okie doke just so I can get.
But sometimes when you think you refuse to fall for the okie doke, you still fall. You'll keep the maintenance man.
Yes, I keep the maintenance man.
That's no overhead.
Right.
Because if it belongs to the maintenance man, we fire him.
Right. Okay, boo. Thank you. Bye.
Well, that was good.
I ain't got the cook.
How long did you date him?
I met and married my husband within 5 months.
Okay.
Wow.
But here's the flip side of that. You can marry a person. Know that you can get with a person, be with them for X amount of years.
Right.
And you marry them.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing still happens. So,
yeah,
it's
so
the person.
The longer you, if you pay attention, you'll see characteristic traits. If you pay attention. A lot of people don't pay attention.
And the things that occurred in my marriage that would have been deal breakers at the front door
for him. Were they not deal breakers at first?
I had all the choices. I was already in the match.
Okay, but what I'm saying is
a deal breaker.
A deal breaker.
I agree with that.
After 33 years, I'm out. I didn't get 33 years, 6 kids, and at that time, 4 grand. It was a deal breaker. You knew it was a deal breaker. I didn't care what we had together, what we had invested. I am out.
Yeah.
Did you try to work it out?
No.
Did you ever try? Oh, so you just said I'm out.
Because it was a deal breaker.
And it's been discussed.
So, the reason why I'm asking that is because if you wait after 33 years to do this deal breaker,
mm-hmm.
did you not want me? Did you,
no,
were you doing this on purpose?
Both parties know what the deal breaker is.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Because if you, it's more or less a lot of disrespect. If you know,
that's why I'm saying it. Yeah.
You know what my deal breaker is either.
But
why would you do it?
That's what I'm saying. So
because,
did you not want me?
Because sometimes people open doors. Right. I'm gonna say sometimes people open doors for one reason, and they don't always realize everything that's on the other side of that door.
Right.
And you open the door for one reason, but all this other stuff attaches itself to you. And so now you find yourself drowning. Yeah, I told you 30 years ago, if you drown, I'm not going to save you. I'm just using this as an analogy, okay?
Uh-huh.
So the best thing to do was don't open the door. But if you did open the door, then you should have picked and chose what you was going to allow to attach yourself to you when you open the door. And because you didn't, I'm out. I just meant what I said.
Do you ever have any regrets? I think maybe I should have tried.
Not a one. Mm-hmm. I have not had a single. I cried more my last year that I was still married and in the house with him than I had once I left that house.
Well, that's a lie. The two times I've been married,
I've
been married twice.
Yeah, which I'll tell you right now, I am cool with that affair with both my ex-wives.
Mm-hmm.
They are funny. Mm-hmm. But if I'd have known then what I know now, I probably would have never married. Not saying they're bad people. They're
right.
Not bad people at
right.
all.
They just
don't
like
that.
My ex is not a bad
it
person.
It was just at that time, you know, you went through that phase. Whatever their phase was then
right.
is not what I'm at now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? There's not a knock against either one of them. They're great, great sisters.
And it's probably not where they are.
Exactly.
You know,
they probably
if people them. Grow, people change,
right.
people evolve. But it doesn't mean, I think when we need to say what we mean, going back to when you know you need to communicate with your significant other, your spouse. That's a good thing. I thought I would get married once and be married until the day I die, but it didn't work that way. You can't control other people and the decisions
sure
that they make.
You can only control yourself.
You can only control yourself.
Yes,
and Russell
right.
has absolutely no self-control.
Amazing. Okay.
I put it over there.
Okay, so now they're in this marriage and they're miserable. We let them know that they need to communicate and stop faking. We said that we brought that up about the Facebook. Stop faking because it only puts more pressure on you. All right, you hugging and squeezing and kissing and loving all over Facebook. And then the minute the camera go down, y'all haven't said two words to one another. Okay.
Once I will talk to you all night, babe.
Two words to one another. Okay.
I'll talk to you back.
See you too. Abhinav says in India it happens that way with most people. What happens which way, Abhinav? Which way? And Rev Will says that's the one God sends. Well, yeah, but even the ones that God sends, we can make some wrong decisions sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why you do. And I'm not saying.
And that may only be meant to grow you at that particular time.
Right, that's right. And I'm not saying with every mistake somebody makes that you need to walk out. I'm saying you need to have a forgiving heart when you are married. And sometimes we don't. We don't want to forgive.
When you forgive, though, don't keep bringing it back.
Don't bring it up.
Don't
bring it up anymore. Don't bring it up anymore. Just don't bring it up anymore.
Forgive.
Don't bring it up anymore. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. In your marriage, it's a wrap. Even if you begin to kind of alter how you make some decisions concerning the thing that they did, I'm not saying you put yourself out there, whatever. I mean, you know, it's a gray area with that. But I am saying what Estella is saying, and I totally agree, don't keep bringing it up. It's
no.
That's going to hurt your
whatever
marriage.
Whatever the argument
that is
y'all are having, right, stay on that subject.
Absolutely.
Don't reach back and get something old and break. Because that's not what you were arguing over.
But
right.
You know what?
That's not what you were.
A lot of times.
Leave
people,
it back there.
Look, but that the reason why, because half the time people be deflecting from the issue at hand and want to take the heat off of it.
Stay on that with me.
Yeah, absolutely.
If I overspend on the groceries, let's stay on the
groceries
that I
overspend
right.
on. You got
in trouble.
No,
I'm just. I was
mean.
But my husband
loved
to eat, honey.
I know that's right.
He loved to eat. He was a country boy. So,
that's right. And then, okay, the next thing is if you are married and you are miserable, you have to make some changes. You have to change. And I know you may be saying, Lady K,
But I'm not the one with the issue. Well, I bet you if I was to ask your spouse,
they would think,
they would think you're the one with the issue.
Right.
It's not all any one person. I don't care what you say. It's not all any one person. You have got to make some changes. It's something that they want to say to you, something they would like for you to do.
They don't know how.
Something, and you got to allow them to do that, and you have to be willing to change. Be willing to change. Be willing to change. Well, I'll hit that again. Reverend Whitwell says, Nate says, you have to fall down and get back up to learn.
Right.
You don't have to, but you should if you do fall. When you get back up, you should have learned. So we can learn. People should be able to listen to this show and learn some stuff and not have to fall. But if you do fall, you get back up and have learned a lesson. Reverend Whitwell says, that is because you're looking for someone when you learn to love yourself and enjoy yourself, God will send someone. Well, now you're right.
Right.
That's a very good point. A lot of people are getting married and don't like themselves and don't love themselves. And if they don't like themselves or don't love themselves, there's nothing you can do. Nothing. Everything you do is going to be wrong. Do you hear me? Everything you're going to do, they're going to find something wrong with it. They're going to be very critical. And so, and in a case like that, you have to somehow fix your mind to say, it's not me. And I know it's hard because they are a significant person in your life. And they keep saying, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you. If you would only, you stop. But you have to somehow gird your loins, you know, guard your heart and say, it's not me. It is not me. And I refuse to let whatever they keep saying to me get me to the point where I start believing what they're saying. You can't do that. You can't let it get in you and then let it become a part of you. It's not you, and it's not you, but you do play a part.
Okay.
Right.
Is that because when you're looking for someone and you're learning and you say, God, the things are going to be there, how can you be married and miserable? This is
easy.
He said,
how can
you
be married?
This is a lot of miserably married people. You know, for God to send us somebody, God sent you a bunch of people.
Yeah, that's
for whatever reason, you're not ready, or you didn't recognize, or you're not plugged in the way you're hearing what he's telling you.
Amen.
And whatever reason, those people have passed you by. So maybe I would send a lower end version
of what
to
I
build you up to where you're supposed to be. So this may just be your beginner's erector set of what you need to build on to what you're going to have as far as your skyscraper later on. Because sometimes folks just not plugged in enough to know.
Okay, Reverend Will said, how can you be married and miserable? Reverend, baby, it's up. Ask the people in your congregation. I made a post on yesterday just saying, raise your hand if you know someone who is. And
it blew up.
And my inbox was jumping. And you'd be surprised of people who were not afraid to say to me, Lady K, I'm miserable. I hate being married. I'm not even just talking about people who follow this show. I'm talking about
but
Christian people. I'm talking about
my thing is if you how long did it take you?
Even though all the stuff that I went through with my ex husband, I can honestly say I was never miserable in my marriage. I was hurt by the things that he was doing, but I wasn't miserable in my marriage because I knew what marriage stood for, and I knew that I went into it for the right reason. So my thing is, if you're that miserable in your marriage, why are you staying in that marriage? And you can only try so long or so many times, and if you see that that is not working or you know that person is not for you, do yourself and them a favor.
Some people don't know how to love from over there.
But at some point, you got to get
okay,
calm.
So you said how to be
they don't have their marriage.
I mean, why would you stay?
Why would you stay?
For
different reasons.
They don't know how to
love from
over there.
And sometimes it's financial. They don't want to give up how they're living. Two, they don't want to start over with somebody new, get to know somebody else. Three.
Now, you know how I feel about starting over. I hate starting over. But the thing is, I think just because who I am, I value marriage too much to go into a marriage and then be in there and be miserable. And because being miserable leads to other things.
Absolutely.
It leads to animosity and hate, and leads to you mistreating the person or them mistreating you. So why would you put yourself in that?
I know how hard I love. And I just can't drop it off with anybody. I just can't, and I'm
And then I got to put this reason out there. A lot of Christian people feel like it's good to get a divorce.
She is a
because that's my assumption that God loves or that he likes.
And so they stay in it because they think it's the will of God for them to stay somewhere where they're being abused, whether it's physically abused, sexually abused, mentally abused, emotionally abused. And they think they're pleasing God.
I'm not going to push.
I'm just saying.
Adrian says you stay because you're comfortable.
Mm-hmm. So I'm not comfortable.
Don't play with me.
I'm so miserable that I'm not comfortable. But,
okay, back up. Say that. Say it again. Some people what?
Stay because they're not comfortable. They're not comfortable. They're not comfortable. They're not. And they're miserable. They are miserable. But they don't have money to go anywhere else. They don't know how to start.
And that is why.
They're not exactly growing up in their mind. Or some of them, the spouse has told them, oh, you will never leave me. You know. it's a whole lot of reasons why people say, I can't believe y'all don't believe. Go to the question. It was in purple. And I had two little people with their arm raised. And I said, on my page, I said, raise your hand if you know someone who's married or miserable. Read the comments. Read the comments.
Adrian said that it's Catholic people who don't get divorced. True. It is, but it's
not just Catholic.
But
you're right. The Catholics really don't them fools are not going to live a life of happiness with someone when I can be happy alone. It's a sin to live a lie. Well.
But are you really happy alone? Some people not happy alone.
Yeah. And I don't think you should go. This is another thing. Don't ever depend on a person to make you happy. Don't ever do that. You know, don't ever do that. You got to be happy within yourself.
True.
It's when the person that you are married to or connected to, when they start affecting negatively your personal happiness, then y'all need to have a conversation. Y'all need to have a real serious conversation because I was happy before you came along.
If you break my spine...
If they break your what?
Her smile.
My
smile.
Oh. Yeah. I was happy before you came along. And if you are that negative to and toxic to me, then we got to sit down and have a conversation. We really do. Because I'm not going to depend upon anybody to make me happy, but neither am I going to let you stop.
Ronald Woolfolk said, I've never been married, so I can't speak on this. Yeah. But some people are afraid to be single. I think it's a sign of failure. Hey, Carlo. Ronald, I said earlier that some women are taught to get married. They go to school, go to college or whatever to get married.
Right.
Some girls are raised to just be wives. I mean, that's the way.
They don't know how to do anything.
Right. And that's, I'm not going to say that it's wrong, but because that was.
It's not wise.
But because that's how people thought life went,
right.
That you grow up, you meet a man, you meet a woman, you get married, you have kids, you do this, you do that. That's how some people were raised.
Right, absolutely. A sign of failure. You know what, Ronnie King? You sure are right because I have so many people have asked me, Lady Kat, how did you take it when your marriage failed after so many years, after so long? It didn't fail, it came to an end. It was time for it to end. And everything there is a season.
Right.
And everything is just simply everything. And what we don't realize, every marriage is going to come to an end, either
by
divorce, death,
yes,
or whatever, because
there
is no marriage in heaven. So if you think you're going to get to heaven and sit with your boo.
That when you go to heaven, that you're not gonna be with your person, or you're not gonna know your people, or
you don't know them, but you're gonna be your husband.
You're
gonna be
homie.
Okay, but my marriage didn't fail. If you look at all that we accomplished while we were married, it was a great success. And when it was time for it to end, I had sense enough, and he had sense enough to go to deuces and get the heck up out of there.
Judah.
You know. Yeah.
Carlos said, hey, they flunk out. But some people who still married flunking out and don't even know.
They are flunking out. They are, again, like the show tonight, they are married and they wish they had the courage to say, you know what?
I'm done.
I can't do this anymore.
Do
we
you
have
think
to change
that,
something.
Okay, so
or
do
I
you
can't.
Think that people stay married to keep up a front?
A lot of people
do. Yeah. A lot of them do. It's saying that they hold position.
Yes, ma'am.
You'd be amazed at how many. preachers, pastors, ministers, whatever you want to call them. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he won't let go because of the position she holds, and he won't let go because he doesn't want to have to.
Okay.
He don't want to have to deal with the stigmatism of, you know,
you have to step down.
Your
depending
marriage.
On what church it
what
is.
What you
got to
step down for?
You know,
depending on what church it is.
Right.
Something
have to step
down. I don't agree with that. I don't agree with
stop
that.
Stop going to church.
No, don't listen to Russell.
Stop going to church.
Don't listen to Russell.
Shoot, I know somebody who he wasn't married, but he got his
girlfriend
pregnant, and he had to step down. You know,
he got a girlfriend pregnant.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Yeah,
and he was just an associate minister.
Yeah.
Made
oh, that was. I don't mean no harm. That was pastors doing. They wasn't in no
well,
bylaws.
They voted. The church, the deacon
I know
voted
they,
or whatever.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
The church, again.
Okay, a lot of folks because they worried about what others say. Exactly.
Yeah, they are.
They really are. But at the end of the day, you have to lay your head down every night knowing that your home is not what you portrayed for it to be. And how long are you going to be able to do that? That kind of stuff begins to eat at you physically. And you start becoming sick, having all kinds of diseases because of the dis-ease that's in your head and in your heart. And before you know it, you're dead. Because you're trying to keep up a front. You know.
You don't know you're dead, though.
You
don't know you're dead. You don't
This one right here. But you leave my point being, you leaving the marriage
right.
Anyway. Might as well leave while you have some life. While you have some life left.
Yeah, he should have left it while you were living.
That's right.
You could have lived a little longer.
Because y'all don't understand what happiness does. Happiness, and I've talked about that, I brought it up several times, about the endorphins that are released when you are smiling,
laughing,
when you laugh. It helps you to absolutely. We talked about that. That's
good.
Good
sex.
They help you live long. And I'm not talking about just, it's biblical and it is scientific. Scientific.
I wasn't going to say that now.
Scientific. She can
have
a. Right. So, yeah. Like, is there any grown people out there can keep you 100 with one another? Yeah.
Nope.
It's a few. But most people cannot take it. Most people cannot. And I don't care how, again, delicate you put it. You know,
they can't take it.
But
then
it ain't even necessarily they can't take it. Everybody who say they being 100 ain't necessarily being 100.
That's where I am, right?
That's true. Too.
Everybody
yeah.
who
can't
say
the door,
that they being 100
door,
ain't
left
being 100.
Luggage outside the door.
Right.
And then 3 weeks later, you say, well,
go bring the overnight bag,
a bag
for your shoes, and bag for your clothes. Bring it all three in so we can go on and deal with it. Put it on the table.
They left it at the door.
It was outside.
But you got to be able to
outside the door.
So, again, everybody who say they being 100 isn't necessarily being
100. But why aren't they?
Because they're afraid of what...
Mine was, I was trying to spare you.
Yeah, they're afraid that they're not going to get the person.
Why did they feel that they had to spare you?
Because they were lying.
They
were misleading you. They were living a life that they weren't supposed to be living.
Okay.
Into conversation with me, he knew what he had on the line to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And then this person wasn't even new to my life. We had a 37-year history. So you, come on.
So was you back, Tasman?
37. You done slid backwards.
Slide to the left.
And then say, he was
37.
Reverse.
I didn't say he was 37. I'm just
no.
Saying.
You said y'all had a 37-year history. So what I'm saying is, within those 37 years, if y'all had a 37-year history, did you not know any of that about him?
No. Well, when I say history, we wasn't biblically based together.
So y'all
knew him 37 years ago, and maybe dated, and then all that time
between separated
37 years they were
okay,
separated.
Okay, so then y'all got back together. Y'all got together.
Right. But the point of it is,
was it good?
You knew.
No,
it was not good. No.
What?
No, it was not.
Wait. Okay. Deal breaker.
I'm sorry.
So really, I didn't even get mad when the luggage came out.
Alert.
So I don't see any reason for me to have to discuss something with me that I'm not doing.
Wait a minute.
What decision I need to make?
I'm confused. What
I'm
now?
Confused.
What?
I ain't saying that. Wait a minute. Now, I'm starting to feel consistent pattern. Now, everybody is not having these issues. Because you've been rated on three or four people that have had these issues. Now, this is a pattern.
But they older men.
I don't
care.
Might
be. It might be.
So, y'all,
okay,
so after a certain age,
but you got to learn how to handle it.
No, no, no.
You got to learn how to handle it.
When they have diabetes.
Yeah, I know.
Like some sicknesses do take
some medications.
Yeah, medications.
Yeah. But hell, you can be young and have them issues. I got a friend right now, and he talked about that. He had
those. So some.
Well, half the time, see, you got.
I hear you, Nate.
You got to understand some people overuse their body. Then when they do get a certain age, it ain't gonna work.
You're right.
If you run around every creek and cranny and river and ocean that is and open. Yours go way out too.
Your strength, you're taken. That's what the Bible says.
Wait, so you saying that they? That
but
they,
this particular, it was.
They says when he walk up to the table, it would answer any question before.
I'm not baby.
It will answer the question. Yeah,
not necessarily.
No, but that doesn't take a little.
That sounds good.
And the yellow one. And the yellow one.
Is
and the purple one. And
okay.
And the henny. And
so
and
at the end
and
of the day. Because we're going to have to start bringing the show to a close. Already being almost 2 hours. At the end of the day, if you are in a marriage.
That last 50 is still going strong.
Come
on through, Nate.
Come on
through, Nate. Because y'all don't be telling me that. Y'all making me lose. Huh?
That's what I'm saying. But you got to take care of yourself. You got to
take
care of
yourself. Yes.
And you, because y'all be having babies 70 years old, still making babies. But you got to take care of yourself. And women, we got to help them take care of themselves.
You know, I put a question in the group about that. And I asked, I didn't ask it. I posted that meme about the man that he comes and then he gets right back
mm-hmm.
up. And they were saying after 40, that doesn't happen and
I
this doesn't
it.
Happen
mm-hmm.
and all that stuff. So,
for real?
You know, man. Individually,
it happens.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
happens and then it doesn't happen. Some of them do.
Because if you don't, we can't be oblivious to what happened physically in the realm because women peak 30 to 33 to 35.
Right.
Women
absolutely.
Are peaking.
Absolutely.
Men
right.
are declining.
Yeah.
So by the time we reach 40, y'all have turned into beasts.
Cause where I am,
nothing. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just the evolution of a woman knowing
God
her body.
So could that mean that God wants women to be with younger men?
I'm just playing,
y'all. I'm just playing.
I'm double standard alert.
I'm gonna ask y'all a question.
Okay.
I feel like right now I'm in tune with myself sexually.
Yeah, y'all.
But
when you get about
50. Fuck you. Y'all, I'm not 50.
You
I say yes. I'm very in tune with myself. However, with me being in tune with myself. I can't do all the stuff that I want to do or I like to do because I'm not, you know.
Still over-like.
But yes.
Right.
And it's like, God, why are you putting this on me right now? Why I don't have somebody that I'm just with every day I come
right.
home to and do this? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
do y'all experience that?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm grateful.
Yeah.
I have a maintenance man that can take
man,
care of that problem.
I want a maintenance man.
Okay.
I want a committed relationship.
I do too.
So,
I
can't be wasting my time with this maintenance man, and especially not this good that
if
I want to put
if
on.
If it's good, it ain't a waste of time.
Sure, yes, it is, because at the end of the day, he's going to go home, and then you're going to be sad, and you're going to have all that you want, because I want the whole
I don't understand what y'all be talking about good and all this. Man,
if it's good, it's good.
Listen, that's fine. It's simple. That's good. If you have a brother if you got an inexperienced brother, if he's an inexperienced brother, then yeah, it's gonna be miraculous. But a brother.
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
When women say they have the
I'm not talking about that. What I'm talking about is the things that I like to do, knowing what you like, because when you're a younger woman, a lot of times, especially younger black women, but once
right.
you get to
that's what the older dudes be like, you know, bring them in the stuff. We done done so much by the time we about to hang up the song.
So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So you don't
start getting in tune around 35
and up. You don't want to just be
Yeah.
Right, Deke. D comes through. D, you is the attorney, girl. But yes, D, that's what I'm talking about. Sometimes people.
Lakia is talking about the energy.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Now that right there, I don't. Everybody can't get that. He won't get that until I'm committed. I can't. You're not gonna get that. No, you're not gonna get that. Me too. That's what I'm saying.
Ooh,
you're not gonna get that. Cause you'll be no. You can't get all of that. You can't get all of that.
Snatch is good.
Because
we can only go 3 good solid minutes. But 3 good hard
minutes.
Oh my God.
I love it.
Russell is
but I mean, you understand what I'm saying. You want to explore those things or give those things to somebody that, right, D, we do hold that. You want to give those things to somebody
absolutely.
That can appreciate
and
it and you can appreciate it. But if you're not in that relationship or you don't have that person, it's like, oh.
Right.
Can you please get through and get up?
No,
nah,
it ain't going to be that bad.
No,
if
it's that
bad.
No,
nah,
don't.
No, can't be that bad.
Because I ain't going to answer the phone if it's bad like that.
But no, but you still have that. That energy, you're not going to allow yourself to connect. I like that, the word, the energy. She can invest in him. I like that. I like that.
I like my attorney to invest her in my case.
Here we go. We're going to have to close this show because it's almost 9 o'clock. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I hope you heard something tonight that gave you some principles that you need to implement if you're married and miserable. You got to have that conversation. You cannot be afraid to tell them what's making you miserable. You got to be flexible because people change. You know, people say all the time, oh, you're not the person I married. And you've been married 10 years. I surely hope not. Surely they have grown and progressed over the last 10 years. And if you're expecting them to remain the person they were when you married them, you're going to be gravely disappointed. You have to be flexible. You have to be adaptable, okay? And then you have to be able, again, to communicate those things and be willing to change. It's not all them. It is not all them. Hear me. It's not all them. It's not all them. Hear me when I say it's not all them. You have something to do. You have something to do with why the relationship is not working. Be man enough, be woman enough to say, you know what? To be man enough or be woman enough to make a change. Okay, to say, you know what? I didn't give it all I could have given. I didn't give it what I should have given. And so I do have something to do with why we're here. Now, what are we going to do about it? Are we going to make a difference? Yes, I am. Are we going to make a difference? And not, are we going to make a difference in where we are? Or are we going to call it quits? Every marriage that is messy.
Mrs. Stella, your hair is looking lovely over there. You go, girl.
All right.
It's more like Mrs. Stella. Your hair.
David called me the snicker man because
you
I would melt in your mouth and flow with the. Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Man. If anybody else have anything they
want to
say before we. Okay.
So, Lady Kat.
Yes.
It's okay to be real names for just one time.
Why just one time?
Well, ain't no commitment.
Oh, because of no commitment.
Yes,
no, you better not.
You turn it on,
like, baby. They're gonna be looking for the flashlight in the daylight at 12 noon. Well, you better not. You better not.
You'll never get a lunch break.
You got to
eat
it. Okay. We're gonna continue this conversation a little bit after the show. But thank you all so much. Please remember, go to Amazon.com, get my book. Get my book. All right, The Fight to Forgive, and I am working on a syllabus for this. So if you attend on March 24th, the Success and Life Empowerment Encounter that Greg and I are doing, you can get this and the syllabus to go with this. Loving Him, written by her. Y'all come out, go to Amazon and get these, $13 a piece, and then come out on the 24th. I promise you we're going to have a good time, and it'll change your life if you let it. Estella.
April the 19th, you just died.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, so what happens on April 19th?
April the 19th, I will be bringing out my first book, The Devil yes! Thought He Had Me, But God.
Yes.
It took me 5 years to get this book wrote.
Awesome.
And the last
time we ain't gone nowhere.
Okay, now y'all know the book club, I mean, it's the number one black book club in the United States. Like, seriously, it's right here in Little Rock. Divas leaving no page unturned. Y'all should have, I mean, I've been to tell Lady Kate that I've like
read
a book. No. But if y'all give me y'all books, we can even review them. I'm a national book reviewer.
Okay.
Like Kimberly Lawson Roby and stuff, send me her books. Yeah, I can review y'all books and put them out there.
Yes, ma'am.
The only thing is, like, a lot of people be like, so what do you get for the books or whatever? Nothing. I have to do, I can't be, you know, getting anything for you from my return.
Right.
He is upset. Oh, too funny.
Give me that cookie.
You still say we love.
Give me that. You're not married no more.
No, I'm not married at all. But I am in this house.
You want to
Lord. Y'all let it go. Y'all feel better place. If you're a provider, then you take care of you.
Hi, China.
Good.
Oh, that's cute.
What I dropped.
You didn't drop nothing.
I did drop something.
Russell, that don't mean nothing. I like you. You got a real pretty cheekbone.
Is it
Rochester Rogers?
That's my
heritage model.
Rochester. Well, I'm doing a damn good job.
But I ain't seen him in a long time. But we used to call him Boogie Bertie. No, Boogie Bertie. He be digging in his mouth. He real nasty. Yes. And then, yes, and then be wearing too much cologne. And so that's your
hair. Finish your drink.
Yeah, I'm going to finish my.
Okay.
No, let me see myself. Is that why he ain't on Facebook no more? Because he lost his hair.
Well,
but he used to have like an S curl or something in his hair. What was that?
He's down in Memphis.
Okay, keep going. Let's see.
Lady Cat, look right here.
You remember last week when you said we talked about going to the civil rights?
Martin Luther King got killed right here.
I want us to go.
Right here?
Yes, yes. You know,
yeah,
I'm
going to have to do something from close up.
Hold on.
Yeah, turn it sideways. That's going to get the button.
The button is in the back.
Nails are so long, I can't push it.
You need a timer.
Why the button in the back? The button in the front. Where your button in the back at?
My button is right there in the back.
Let me see your
button. Button in the front.
My button's in the back. Baby, I take
that when you put that when you put the fingerprint on it.
No, it's not. What
kind of bootleg phone you get?
I got your bootleg.
Oh, no. I was trying to find your
You got my phone. And it's on there on the
chair. I'll go back to it. I'm looking for your settings. I was going to, there you go. I put your timer on.
My timer is on. What? Oh, the earpiece on the floor over there. I can't get over there.
Are you in on time?
It's on.
Ain't no time on here. You see a timer, Lady K? Like mine? Hold on. I do it with mine.
And then it's finished.
Okay. I'm on the wrong way.
Russell stinking self could have took our picture.
Okay.
I need to pay for my seat.
I already took care of you.
You did? Oh, sweetheart.
I've been knowing y'all for a long time and didn't even know when you were.
Really?
When we were going to St. John Missionary Baptist Church.
Uh-huh.
We all fellowship together. And
on 6th Street or on Main?
On 6th and Kimmel.
Yeah.
And,
oh, my God.
Yeah. And that was when I was
a little girl.
I had an East End.
Oh, okay.
I had my grandbaby today. Oh, there you talk to me. I had my grandbaby today.
That's a church.
You know she had a baby.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I went over there. She probably going to beat me up. I was supposed to go over there today. I mean, yesterday. Even before I got off work or after. And I was so tired when I left work yesterday. I just went home.
I'm sure. Yes. What is your name?
Tierra.
Tierra, okay.
Tierra.
Yeah, mom.
Tierra, where are you from?
Little Rock.
Oh, okay. What part? I'm just asking. Uh-huh.
I grew up over there by Martin Luther King Street, by Dunbar, all
that. Okay.
I grew up over there.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Who are your people? Cause the reason So they graduated from Parkview. What side of Parkview or Central?
Oh, no. My parents are from Ford City.
Oh, okay.
We've been raised down here in Little Rock all my life.
That's a very tough
spot. I was trying to see if I went to school with them or not. Because I grew up on 24th and Marshall, which is close to Dunbar, all my life. So but if they were raised in Ford City, then I wouldn't have gone to school.
You know the Dunbar? In
Forest
City?
Oh,
it's Green, McKinney,
Ivory.
You know, Cool's Barbecue and Catering?
No.
He in Little Rock, though. Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
That's your mom.
I got customers in front of me, mama.
She looks familiar, though.
She's so pretty.
Mm-hmm. She's pretty chocolate girl.
Thank you, but I'm going to give you a tip. I got to get some of my jacket as well.
Well, so you, I ain't going to even talk about it. Stella, we've been going to the Civil Rights Museum for 3-4 weeks. It was his idea.
We got to be there 3-4 weeks. How much stuff are we going
to
learn?
No, we were going. We've been trying to go for 3-4 weeks.
I'm tired. I
got
to tell me weeks.
No, but listen, Stella. Russell, we were supposed to go. And he been going with all these different women. Every weekend, he been. Who are you in Mississippi this week?
I was here for a hair show.
You went for a hair show, but he took somebody with
him. What did you tell me, folks?
Russell, you forgot our conversation? Okay, what a girl who booty, who? So what a girl who booty you showed me? But keep going.
This was a shock.
Keep going. Conway.
No,
that ain't who I'm talking about. That is not who I'm talking about. You know who I'm talking about. Who's
I'm still in Arkansas. I'm going to go to county.
He was over there. She ain't had no clothes on. She had two
bills. Oh, Lord.
I didn't know what you could carry and show you a picture, and then you might remember me. It's been so long.
I didn't go to
London. Yeah, she's from the East End.
She's bad kid.
You were the lady